Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. I feel like I've not sat down with this microphone in the longest time, but I feel like we've only really just had one break last week for Christmas. I hope you all had a lovely Christmas. I've literally been down in Surrey spending it with my family and my hometown friends. And I brought Stevie with me, and it's just been so cute seeing him with like my family, being able to play like in like a big house and stuff. I feel really sad bringing him back to my apartment, because he's been really loving the stairs. Like, I feel like he's really getting his cardio in. He is now like an exercise girly, like running around everywhere. Love that for him. But like I said, I feel like I've not sat down with this microphone and talked to you guys. And by the time this is going up, I can officially say happy fucking New Year. The day that this goes up, I love it so much because my podcast always falls on a Monday. And today is the 2nd of January. And I love that it's like we can have the 1st of January as like low-key a lazy Sunday, not officially the start of the new year. But I think also that's an excuse to not be productive. And that's one of my things that we're going to be talking about later in this episode. I'm getting ahead of myself. But the day I'm actually recording this is New Year's Eve. And I'm literally about to get ready. I'm staying down in Surrey for New Year's Eve. I would go back up to Manchester, but my friends aren't going to be there, or they're like all with their partners, which is absolutely fine. And I just thought I'd rather spend the New Year's like with my family and like going out and doing something. So a bunch of us are going out for a meal, and then I can't decide whether to come home and like have some bubbles, see the new year in with my mum and dad and my cat, or stay out and then just wake up tomorrow, aka January the 1st, probably feeling quite tired and worse for wear. I know which one I should do, but and then I also know which one I'm probably going to do. So I'm in that predicament, but I've just had my shower. I've just like cleansed myself. I'm about to, you know, put my dressing gown on, probably pour myself a glass of bubbles, get ready. I keep seeing all these TikToks at the moment that are like, boys will just never understand this feeling, like laying all your makeup out, putting your robe on, the prees before the prees, like that kind of vibe, music on, or just watching something, like that kind of vibe. I just love it. And it's times like that, I just love being a girl. I love that kind of like thing that's just for the girlies, you know? So it's New Year's Eve currently, but the day this goes live, like I said, is the first Monday of the year. And it only seems fitting to do an episode about 2023 and just, you know, trends that we're going to be leaving behind, predictions for the new year, and just maybe speaking things into existence for some things, by the way, because there's some predictions that I don't necessarily want to happen, but I just think that they will. So I hope I'm not necessarily speaking those into existence, but more necessarily like things we're leaving behind and just other types of predictions and stuff. Like, we can help manifest them, and speaking them into existence might just trigger people to act upon certain things if they're more like personal predictions or, you know, personal trends that we're going to leave behind, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope this helps, because I asked you guys to submit some of your predictions and trends. Could be about anything. literally anything. So we're going to go through them at the end. I've not actually gone through them yet, but some of them look really interesting. And I've been seeing loads of TikToks as well of people making predictions, and some are so like scarily specific. I don't know how people think these things up. It's crazy. There's this girl that has like PR predictions on TikTok. I can't remember, like H something boss girl town on TikTok. She makes these PR predictions and she always gets them right. So now I suddenly need to go to her TikTok and see if she's made any like actual predictions for 2023. I'm gonna like follow that video if she's made one and see if they actually come true, because a lot of her PR predictions have come true. So she's making ones about other celebrities and just like general life. Then I need to know so I can mentally prepare myself, because she's probably got it correct. But I've got my own list that I have curated right here of things to leave behind and predictions for 2023. I can't wait to jump into it. So here we go.
Any questions is normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
Okay, so things to leave behind in 2022. Some of these are like kind of more pop culture vibes. Some are more personal and like, what would you call it? Not necessarily like specific things, but maybe more like mentalities or just behaviors, et cetera, that kind of thing. So we've got a mix. I was going to say same for the predictions, but actually all of my predictions are like celebrity pop culture related, because I feel like you can't like predict. Well, maybe I'll end on like some predictions I hope for myself, but we'll get there. We'll get to that when we get there, is what I'm trying to say. Right, so things we're leaving behind in 2022. Number one, bodies as trends. I am so sick of like since when did a body become a trend? I feel like it's definitely a more modern thing, but then you sort of look back to iconic people like Marilyn Monroe and stuff, and it kind of all sort of stems from that. So it's not really a new thing as such, but it's definitely become more prominent because of just like social media and sort of more mainstream celebrities, that kind of thing. I'm just sick of bodies being a trend, like BBLs coming and going. The fact that a BBL even like came about is crazy if like you really think about it. And I saw something about people predicting that the very skinny, like unshapely, like, I don't even want to like say it. This is not how I'm describing it. I'm trying to remember what I saw was written. I think it was called like heroin chic, which already makes my like bones shudder that like those two words have been put together as like to describe a body, and that be a trend is crazy. Like, I think the only body we should be striving for is a healthy body. Drink your water, eat a balanced diet, you know, and just treat our bodies well. I think 2023 needs to be the year, I know for me personally, like I need to make prioritizing my health just like a lifestyle, whether that be with exercise, food, etc. Like, I'm kind of sick of me telling myself like, right, I've booked this holiday, therefore I've got like 3 months to sort it out. Like, no, Rachel, I need to like make it a lifestyle, keep it up, and you know what happens to my body will happen to my body. And I need to stop comparing my body to like the ones that I think other people look good or like I think look good, because realistically I'm only going to have my body. So what I do with my body, I need to be happy with, because that's the one that I'm going to be stuck with. And like, not to follow a trend, because a trend is a trend. Yes, they may come back around, but trends are temporary and there'll be a new trend before you know it. So to put your body through something like that is just crazy. I'm just striving for a healthy body this year. Number two, I think this is going to upset some people, but I don't give a fuck. Vapes need to be left behind. Like, really deep it, what is a vape? It is a flavored like battery that produces smoke and just damages your lungs so much. It looks like a toy. Like, I don't even know. And I say this knowing full well, on a night out, I have a few drinks and I'm like, give us a sack on your, you know, peach and lime thing, I'll do that. But like, when I'm in the right conscious mind, I just think they're so fucking stupid. And the way they're just so accessible and made to look so cool, and because they like taste good, people just think that they're not doing any damage. People take advantage of the fact, and I think this is something that you obviously become more aware of as you get older. Yes, when you're younger, your body can heal itself like way better than it can when you're a lot older. It's not the case for everyone, but it is just kind of like science and facts that it can sort of fix itself. You know, all the cells are sort of in their tip-top condition when you're younger. So I don't know why that was so hard for me to get out just then. But yeah, as you get older, it's not so much. And I think a lot of people have that realization that you want to prioritize your health, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes it's too late. And wouldn't you just be like so embarrassed? Like, imagine you get this like life, God forbid this happens, but this is what does happen when you smoke, things like that. You get this life-threatening disease, potentially leading to death. And it was all just because you were smoking like a plastic battery that tasted like peach iced tea. For what? Like, I think they're crazy. I'm sorry. I'm anti-vape. I hate them. They need to go. Okay, number three. This is really random. And it's more along the like celebrity pop culture side of things. And if you know, you know. But Blueface and Krishan Rock. I feel like if my best friend Lara is listening, she'll be upset because she loves Krishan. But I'm sorry. I am sick of seeing their relationship on the internet because it is so unbelievably toxic. Like, she needs help. And I know she gives it. But, God, just the clips that I've seen of them and the fact that they have their own show, like, people were going around with a camera, like, filming this behavior and, like, monetizing off of that relationship is crazy. Like even if they're doing that, like putting themselves through that for the sake of like producing a show and like making money, I think is literally insane. We need to stop giving them any sort of attention because they need to be like separated, like different countries, kept away. She had so much potential. I feel really sad like when I see her. She looks like a mess, but like not in like a horrible way, but like she just looks so lost and yeah, like a bit of a mess. I don't think she really knows who she is anymore. Because I've seen old clips of her and pictures of her and she just had so much going for her. She definitely had like that Cardi B vibe of like a little bit out there. Yes, like a little bit, what's the word I'm trying to say? Like, not afraid to speak her mind, but, like, was funny, talented as well. Like, she had it going for her, I think, along that sort of, like, MTV. Where did Cardi B come from? Like, Love and Hip Hop. Like, those kind of, like, shows where, like, you can really have, like, a standout breakthrough girl because they're just a little bit different out there, that kind of thing. I feel like that was her. And now she's just lost and is in this bizarre relationship where she's just so infatuated by someone that, like, clearly, like, doesn't feel as much as she feels. And he looks trapped. Like, she look like, I don't know. I don't know. But I think they need to split. Like, that someone really needs to intervene. And we need to stop giving them attention. Because, like I said, like, If that show is getting views, they'll probably do a season two. And that's absolutely, like, that can't happen. That shouldn't happen. She just needs help. And he needs to run away from that situation. Okay, number four, I think I'm on. This one's kind of random. It's not celebrity. It's kind of just going back to general things. But they're, like, something girl aesthetics. Like, aesthetics in general, I feel like I've been a sucker to them over the last year, but I hadn't quite realized how much I had been and how much I like hadn't been before. I really feel like over the last year in 2022, like the something girl aesthetic has just been such a thing. And I think 2023 just needs to be the year that we just need to be ourselves.
you know, stop trying to fit into a certain aesthetic. I suppose this fits in with like the trends and stuff, but like changing ourselves to fit a certain aesthetic because it's trendy, like just be your fucking self. It's the like, it's the most unique thing you can be. And I think, yes, these aesthetics and trends, people do that because they see other people's sort of success from it, maybe. But that person, well, this is what I find anyway, like that person didn't, like, that was who they were. So like that aesthetic was natural to them, and other people are trying to do that to get the same sort of success. But if that's not you naturally, like, don't bother. Because the thing that probably made that blow up was because at that time, that sort of look and those kind of clothes was very unique. And then I think people catch on to when something is unique and then it starts to take off. So then they'll jump on it too, but then it just no longer becomes unique. And that's why new trends come about, because someone makes something cool because it was unique to them, and then it blows up and it's a trend. So if anything, it should tell you that just like being yourself and yourself is just the most unique thing about you. No one else is you. And just really tapping into what you like to do and discovering your own style. You know, the, like, for example, with me, like a Rachel Leary aesthetic, like that's what I need to find and discover and just ride with, because that's who I am. Yeah, I don't know. I just think all of these different aesthetics just put too much pressure on people to like look and be a certain way and just kind of told like that's what looks good, so you need to do that. We just need to be ourselves, you know? And I feel like, yeah, I think so many more trends would just come around from people being themselves, but then I hate that they would then become trends, you know? But yeah, the moral of the story of that point was just, I think we need to ditch the aesthetics and just learn to love and embrace ourselves and tap into our own styles and, yeah, just be our own person. Okay, next up, which I think is a fairly obvious one, and over the past couple of days, we have had a breakthrough in this department, but allowing anti-feminist, toxic, masculinity-reeking men, or just people in general, to have a microphone. Okay, just because you have a microphone doesn't mean you're speaking facts. Anyone can have a microphone, which is low-key scary. And because I think the thing is that I think people use the argument of like, it's freedom of speech. People are allowed to say what they want. No one is saying that you're not allowed to think or like say whatever you want, essentially. Like, yes, freedom of speech is a thing. I promote it to a certain extent. I think you should be able to say and think whatever you want, but there are obviously certain things that shouldn't be necessarily promoted to a large audience, because yes, you may think that way and you're allowed to think that way, you're allowed to say those things, it's your right, it's your freedom of speech, but not on such a large platform to be, so therefore you can influence other people to also have that thought. Yes, there probably are people out there that have these, you know, horrible, toxic thoughts and feelings towards women or races or sexes, anything like that. Like, that's just society. It's, you know, there are obviously people out there that have that. But you don't all need to, like, form an alliance together. Like, that's kind of what happens when these people get on a microphone, they have followers of a podcast, etc. It like forms an alliance and gains traffic and people tune in for like good or bad reasons. I just these people need the microphones taken away, because controversy gets noise, it gets traffic. You know the saying, like, even like bad press is good press. It's like something like that. I don't know. Because yeah, like scandals and stuff or controversial opinions get attention. Whether it's good or bad, they get attention. And like that, I don't know, things like that don't need to get attention, okay? Have those thoughts, Say things you like, but just say it to yourself or just like not on a microphone. Okay. Like, this is why like crazy people run around schools and like they just think it's okay because these other people aren't really held accountable for saying those things because they're on a microphone. Like, or maybe he's right. Like, people are watching, people are getting views, et cetera, et cetera. Like, so maybe it's okay. Yeah. There are, like, I think people forget that just because I know for me, can I say something? Can I say this right? What am I trying to say? Take me, for example. There we go. Sorry, got there in the end. I can watch something, listen to something, whatever. I'm like, my brain doesn't function in a way where I would be like, well, depending on what it was, but like necessarily like really impacted by that. Like, I don't know. I can just watch something, scroll, whatever. Like someone's opinion, for example, that kind of thing. Whereas some people's brains are so just like, I don't know, like addicted is like the word, or just like really take things personally. It's all going to be dependable on someone's like mental health. But some people might see a guy joke about something, but like for them, take it very seriously and like really act upon something that they've heard. You just never know who is listening to what you're saying and like the type of impact it will have on them, because it'll be different for everyone. And there are some seriously like unhinged people out there that I just don't even know why you would want to promote such things like on a podcast. I feel like you guys must know like the kind of podcast I'm talking about, the kind of people that get hold of these microphones and the kind of things that they say, like, and why it's just so scary and why there are just so many campaigns to get these people off the internet, because, you know, their impact on these really influenced younger generations, that maybe their mental health isn't so great and take these things really seriously, like just crazy awful things can happen. And it's not a joke. And like, I feel like as the older generations, people are just like, oh, like it's just this, it's just that, but you just never know like what can come of things like that. So yeah, let's take those microphones away from those people. And the final kind of like pop culture thing to leave behind in 2022, Balenciaga. I don't need to say anymore. You already know. And then any brand now that comes, if something happens and it's to do with children or anything that is just unexcusable, we're leaving them behind. I'm sorry. There's obviously, we know there is more to this like inner circle weirdness. And this, as soon as we can hold these big brands and corporations and people accountable, ditch them, stop supporting them, I feel like people might be more confident to speak out about other things, knowing that they'll have support and confidence that they'll also be taken down and, you know, that kind of thing. So we're leaving Balenciaga behind and any brands onwards from this with similar scandals. And I really hope there are none, but I don't doubt that there will probably be more in 2023, revelations and just weird behaviors surfacing, because it's only a matter of time. And I think we're really like, what's the term? Like hounding down. What's the term? I don't know. I think just as a generation, we're very good at just digging deep, finding out more and getting the word out and just having a loud enough voice to actually have an impact. So let's keep it up. We've started with Balenciaga and we need to continue that kind of behavior. But the next things to leave behind are sort of more like personal things, I guess, and more like mentalities and behaviors. And I've kind of just been thinking about like myself doing this. And so something I want to leave behind in 2022 is saying yes when I actually mean no. I think communicating clearly, I feel like I've always been quite good at that. So maybe it's also going out to other people, like saying yes to me when you really mean no. Just like be honest and straight up. Like, I hate the term life's too short, because it's not. Life is the longest thing you'll ever experience. But I really feel like the moment is too short. Maybe I should start saying that, like, to just not communicate clearly. Just say what you want to say. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. Like, it's, and especially when it's like obvious, it's just like, be honest with me, be clear, be straight up with me. Haven't got the time for the bullshit. And I just hate people that, like, you know, like when you're making plans, you can tell someone's only coming because they just, they're probably just like too nice to say no. They don't like necessarily really want to be there. You'd much rather be in a group of people that all really want to be there than be around people that like don't really want to be there, because therefore they're just not really present. They're not having a good time. That's not fun energy to be around. So saying yes when you really mean no, we're leaving that behind in 2022 because we're having clear communication from here on out, which kind of leads me on to my next thing I'm leaving behind, which is excuses. Like, I just need to get up and do it. Like, stop making excuses. Again, the moment is too short to just be saying, oh, I'll just do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tomorrow, because sad as it sounds, that's not necessarily promised. And you always just wish that you started something sooner or just did something before or anything like that. Sometimes excuses are necessary in some situations, maybe. But no, we're leaving excuses behind. This is going to be a proactive year, okay? We're getting shit done. We're also leaving behind going to bed late. And then, like, also complaining that, therefore, I didn't have time to do anything because I did have time. I just, you know, prioritized my time wrong. I went to bed at 3 a.m. and woke up at 11, and therefore, half the day's gone. And especially over these last couple of months where it's been getting dark, like, so early, like, it's currently 5 p.m. right now, and it's pitch black outside. That's just so unmotivating to do anything. So I really, like, needed to, you know, prioritize the morning time and the daytime, and just, you know, because when it gets dark, just the motivation goes. And I need to acknowledge that, yeah, when things get dark, I just don't have the motivation to do anything. So, and also, I just hate being tired. I don't know why, as someone that loves sleep as much as I do, am I up on my phone until 3 a.m.? But that can't be good. I should be doing something more productive with that time. So I'm going to be trying to get much more early nights, because I really do want to be one of those people that just like gets up, gets shit done, like no excuses. You always feel good. Like, isn't it so good to be able to say like, I have had such a productive morning? Like, that is the energy I want every day in 2023. I want to have had a productive morning. Yes, sometimes it's nice to have a lazy day, but you know, like when you don't have anything to do. I just find I have those days when I've got shit tons to do, and I just always hate myself for it, and I'm so over feeling that way. So yeah, next up, also, pointless arguments and drama. I'm really sorry, I've never had time for it, and I don't plan to make any time for it in 2023. I'm over it. Like, I hate arguing with anyone, like, in general. It's just such a, like, cloud over your head, you know, when you've just had, like, a bit of an argument, like, oh, like, can we just, it's energy that can be left behind. I hate feeling like I've got tension with anyone. It's draining. Arguments just require so much negative time and energy. And like, yeah, can't say I've had like loads, but I am just saying going forward, I can't be bothered with them, especially if they're pointless as well. Like, you know, when you just think it's just so silly, like why are we arguing about that? I hate that. Pointless arguments suck. And finally, I feel like this is something that I've been I don't know. I just feel like over the last few months, I've not really done like a huge amount of stuff. And I feel like I really have let myself down in that aspect. And I think for me, I just need to stop waiting for other people or like friends or whatever to like do things. Like, oh, I just need to go out and live my life. And if that involves doing things on my own, then so be it. Like, I just need to stop allowing other people to like stop me from doing things. Like, if I want to do something, I should just go and do it. Like, I don't know why I feel like I need other people to do things, or like, you know, like, I just need to live my life. I need to stop letting other people stop me from doing that. Not that they have. I think like I've just allowed other people to stop me from doing things because like they're busy or like they're not available. So they're therefore I just don't do it. And I'm like, well, Rachel, if you want to go and do it, just go do it on your own. You know, I feel like I take pride in the fact that I'm a very independent person. And yes, it's fun to do things with your friends, but it's not required. And it's my life. So I need to live it. Okay, now I'm going to talk about my predictions for 2023. Literally all of these are celebrity and pop culture related. But they're not things that I want to happen. Let me just clarify that. They're just things that I think might or just like will. I don't know. I kind of hope some of them don't, but I do just think that they might. And then we can jump into what you guys are thinking is going to happen or what you think we need to leave behind. Don't you worry. Okay, so my predictions. I think something drastic is going to happen to Kanye West. Okay. I kind of think it needs to, not necessarily like the worst possible case scenario. I don't think he's going to die, like touch wood. But I think something drastic, like maybe he'll go to jail or something, or like loses custody of the kids, or just something crazy like that. I think something drastic will happen to him. I'm not sure what though. Next up, I feel really terrible saying this, but I think something, please no God. Okay, I'm saying this now in hopes to manifest that it won't, but I think this may be the year that something happens to David Attenborough. And I'm not predicting death, okay? I'm not predicting death. Just maybe like an illness. I don't know. I'm not wishing that upon him. I'm not manifesting it. If anything, this is me saying, please don't let this happen. But I just think our hearts might break this year. And I also kind of think the same about Joe Biden. I don't necessarily feel as emotional about that because he's not my president, but I think it's going to be announced that he's got like some sort of cognitive issue. And I feel like he might step down as the US president. I'm not sure. Just feel like something might happen along those lines. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's change the subject. This is not necessarily celebrity related, but I feel like in the UK, with all of this cost of living stuff going on and just with the government, I feel like there's going to be a massive divide and some purge-like antics are going to happen. I'm not sure to what extent. I'm really hoping it's not going to be like the actual purge, but I just think there's going to be just this massive divide in the UK, and there might be like a war between ourselves, like the rich and the poor type of crap, like something crazy, and then other people were just going to get involved, like the middle class. Like, it's just going to be a bit of a purge-like vibe. I'm not sure, but I just feel like with the way that everything's going, something like that is literally bound to happen. But moving on, back to the celebs, a little bit more less serious and scary. But I feel like MGK and Megan Fox are either going to split up. I've seen a lot of people on TikTok predict that they're going to break up, which I kind of agree with. But I also think if they don't break up, they will actually get married. And I think it's going to be the weirdest fucking wedding ever. Like, they really love to play into all of their, like, weird shit. Like, I feel like they're going to make all the guests drink blood or just, like, something along those kind of lines. So either they're going to split or it's going to be a crazy wedding. And speaking of MGK and Megan Fox, I feel like Courtney and Travis are going to announce a pregnancy. Like, we know that something along those lines is coming. If you watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know that they're trying for a baby. Or maybe they'll adopt. Maybe they'll adopt. Because I feel like surrogate's too mainstream for them. Like, Trav, baby. Like, I feel like they'll adopt. Which I kind of hope they do. Hope they give a child, like, a privileged life like that. Like, that would be nice of them. So let's manifest that Courtney and Travis adopt a baby. What else have I got on my list? Oh, yeah. I feel like Harry Styles is going to announce that, or like he's just going to be dating a guy. I feel like Harry Styles isn't one for announcements of his sexuality. Like, he just lets the people wonder. But I feel like we might see him papped with a guy. Has that happened yet already? I'm not like a huge Harry Styles stan to like know, but I feel like that will happen. I also feel like Ariana Grande and Dalton are going to get divorced because I'm sorry, I hear nothing about them. Love that they keep it really private, but I just, yeah, I'm not sure. I really feel like they might get divorced. My queen Ariana. But maybe I'm wrong. Kind of hope I am, but who knows. I also think Justin and Hailey are going to announce a pregnancy. Like, I think it's about time. Isn't he like baby crazy? I feel like he is. So I think a baby is on the card for them. Not necessarily that they'll have a baby this year, but like maybe just announce the pregnancy, maybe towards the end of the year. That's my prediction. And my last one, really random and kind of more tailored to my UK listeners. But I feel like Holly and Philip Schofield are going to leave this morning. I'm sorry, but I think they've got to go. Philip's like expired. I don't really know if I love them. I kind of watched this morning, but I just think, yeah, no. I feel like Alison Hammond's just going to do the whole thing on her own. She will be the host alongside my darling angel, Josie Gibson. They're the best two on the show. Let's have them run the whole thing. Right, it's time to go through what you guys think is going to happen in 2023 and the things that you're leaving behind. I can't like differentiate between them both. In the sense of everyone just submitted things randomly. But we are going to start from the bottom and work our way up from the top, which I'm excited about because I feel like some of these might inspire me and also I might add them to my list of things. So someone said that they're leaving behind financial stress. I think that's such a great mentality to have, and obviously so much easier said than done for a lot of people. But I think if the mentality is there and the like motivation is there and the drive is there to like fix any financial stress that you may be having, I love that for you. Somebody said, leaving behind my boyfriend because he's toxic as fuck. I fully support that, babes. So I hope you do that too. Somebody said, leaving behind supporting brands that test on animals. I think that's so great for you. Like, I think that's such a great ethical stance to have. And definitely something that I feel like I've really don't think about, which I think is so terrible. But I think a lot of people might agree with me in the sense you just forget about those kind of things. And I think maybe this is the year to be like a little bit more woke. Didn't Kylie once say like this is the year for realizing stuff? I think that's something to like realize. And yeah, definitely something to consider. Somebody said leaving behind that trusting what men say to be true. I wish we could do that. I really, really wish. Guys, so many of you are saying that you're leaving behind your boyfriend, which is making me really laugh. Lots of people saying self-doubt. Somebody said nothing to leave behind-ish, just moving forward, working on my body and goals. Love that. That's a good mentality to have as well. A lot of people saying that they just want to use money more wisely. They're leaving behind their situationship. It's draining the life out of me. Oh my God, if it's draining you, anything draining you, we need to be leaving behind. Somebody said Kardashians will be cancelled with a K. I love Gay Man with a Spray Tan on TikTok. And I kind of love his Kardashian content, but I know what you mean. I feel like this might be the year that maybe they do fade out a little bit or phase out a little bit. Like the whole Balenciaga thing was a massive stance, but one thing about them is they do, I feel like Kylie's kind of the one keeping them relevant and they do still have like things up their sleeves that they need to release. Well, they don't need to release, but they can release. Like for example, baby names and stuff that we all clearly really care about and they know people will care about and people want to know. So they've still got a few things up their sleeves, but yeah, maybe this might be the year that they're cancelled with a K. What else have we got? Leave behind negative self-talk. Absolutely. Somebody said fast fashion where I can help it. Absolutely agree with you on that one. I know it's hard for a lot of people because fast fashion ethically and sustainably like isn't great. But for some people, it's affordable. It's all they can afford. So there will always be a demand for it. So yeah, I definitely like the leaving behind fast fashion where you can help it. Like if you can, you know, pop into a few more charity shops if you're looking for something specific, or recycle more clothes, etc., etc., or like, I don't know, DIY a few things, then yeah, why not? Somebody said, can we please leave parachute pants in 2022? I kind of liked the parachute pants and like the cargos and stuff, but again, talking about the trends and stuff, like I feel like a few people started it and it just blew up and now it's overdone. And I hate when things like that happen because I love my cargos now, but probably because I was following the trend. But speaking of which, somebody said that they're leaving behind following trends and that they're just going to find their own style and stick to it. That's definitely something that I want to be doing as well. What else do we have? I had a few people say Andrew Tate. Well, I feel like going back to what I said earlier about, you know, the toxic men with the podcast and stuff, and that we kind of already got the ball rolling with it. That might just happen, but he'll always have a fan base. So who knows? But hopefully he does get left behind. Somebody said they want silver jewelry to be in. I feel like silver jewelry is in, is it not? I definitely think we're going to be seeing a lot more of it. I love silver. I was going to say, like, oh, well, I love both. I love gold and silver. I think like chunky silver has been sort of making more of its comeback, but I'm kind of down for the dainty silver. I just think it looks so like elegant and expensive. I love it. What else have we got? Yeah, a lot of people saying my ex, leaving them behind. I hope you already were leaving them behind. Thank you very much. A lot of people saying that they want to leave behind their anxiety and that they want to be feeling more confident, predictions for themselves. I really hope that that happens for you guys. Oh my God, somebody said people that say it's giving. Oh my God, I am that person. But I kind of hope that that does get left behind because I get annoyed at myself for saying it. But sometimes it do just be giving, like something specific, and I need to tell someone that. What else have we got? Negative vibes. Somebody said that they think Alex Earle will be the next Kylie Jenner or Paris Hilton of our generation. Definitely more Paris Hilton vibes for sure. I do watch her on TikTok. Can't say like I'm obsessed with her as much as I see some people are, but I do think she's really cool. And I love that she is like, what a lot of people would call like the beauty standard in a way, but she's so like humble with it and down to earth and fun. I think that's what everyone should sort of strive to be. Like, I'm pretty sure she acknowledges that she's pretty, acknowledges that she's rich, I think. I think she comes from quite a wealthy family, but I'm sure she obviously makes her own money as well. But she's just so humble and cool with it. And you would just never know that from her. I feel like she could be such a bitch, but she isn't, you know? And that's something that we love to see. Somebody said the blazers will become more tailored, a trend that they're predicting. I've seen a lot of people talk about the blazer trend and how they're either going to be left behind or we're just going to be seeing something different from them. I think blazers as a fashion item are a staple. They will always be around. They're not going anywhere. But yeah, I feel like we definitely might see different variations and styles, and I kind of hope so. I love an oversized blazer, don't get me wrong, but I also, when you see someone with like a more structured fitted blazer, I just think that's like so much more of a statement. And I would love to see more of that. Somebody said that we hope guys beginning with the letter J get left behind. I feel like that always makes me laugh because I actually do know a few people that begin with the letter J. And why are they actually all pieces of shit? Like, what is up with that? Anyway, somebody else said shitty friends leaving them behind, dead friendships leaving them behind. Absolutely. I'm really laughing. Somebody said, someone on TikTok said Galaxy Print was coming back and I will be preparing for doomsday. That was such a fucking era. Like the Tumblr Galaxy Print leggings. Like galaxy print everything. Oh my God, what a sign to be alive that was, eh? I think this might upset a few people, but I've had a few people saying, please, can we leave Crocs behind? I have to be completely honest. I think it's time to find a new comfortable shoe. Like, what? I've never jumped on the Croc trend. Maybe I just need a pair of Crocs to know, but I actually shan't be purchasing them for myself. So if anyone wants to get me a pair of Crocs because I just need to see what the hype is about, then sure. But I can't justify buying myself a pair of Crocs. Find a comfy sneaker, get a comfy pair of slippers. But yeah, I might have to agree on leaving the Crocs behind. A lot of people saying leave Kanye in 2022. So many people saying about their ex. Men in general, fake people, leaving comparison behind, talking down to myself, body shaming as a whole. I think absolutely that should never have even been a thing. Somebody said leaving turkey teeth behind. I mean, sure. I think getting your teeth done to a certain extent can sometimes it just makes such a subtle difference, looks so natural, and I'm all for it as someone that has done that. But I'm assuming by when you say turkey teeth, you mean really over the top. The dentist hasn't thought about their, like, how it's going to suit them or sit in their mouth. Looks really unnatural and out of place. Yeah, I kind of agree. But then I'm also here for just people doing whatever they want to do. But kind of agree on that one. Somebody said that they think Kendall Jenner will finally come out. I feel like that's been circling for ages or something. But then more recently, I've been seeing people talking about Kylie and that they think Kylie's going to come out. Who knows? Somebody said, sort of similar to what I said, actually, I'm pretty sure Kanye will go to rehab or a place like that. But he will also get out very fast. See, very specific, some of these. But I kind of love that because it makes me really think. And like, I don't even think that's totally unrealistic. I think something like that could happen. I think something like that will happen to him for sure. People saying that they're leaving procrastination behind. Absolutely. Same with the excuses. What else have we got? Sorry, I'm scrolling and a lot of them are like kind of all the same. A lot of people saying men, leaving men behind, toxic men all going. Sorry, this one's so random. I just have to read it out. Somebody said, I want to leave my dumb 40-year-old postman who will never love me back in 2022. Yeah, I think you need to leave them behind in 2022, babes. What should we end on? Oh my God, I've just scrolled up and found some kind of controversial predictions. Somebody said they think there's going to be a Justin Bieber cheating scandal. Oh my God, I really think no. Oh, I don't know. But that would be juicy if that happened. And somebody also said a Kravis baby, but also cheating rumors of Travis maybe cheating on Courtney or vice versa. Never know. Oh, I hope this happens. Somebody says that they think 2022 was awful for... they said 2022 is awful for I think this year will be the opposite. So therefore, it will be karma for how awful last year was, but in a good way. So essentially, we've had such a terrible last year that it can only mean that this year is going to be the best. And I really hope it is. I think we're done with the bullshit of the last couple of years. I really just believe that 2023 is going to be everyone's best year. And I'm hoping that for anyone that's listening right now, I hope it for myself as well. I predict for myself also that I'm going to have some amazing guests on my podcast this year. I'm going to manifest it and make it happen for myself. So any podcast guest requests, let me know on the Rated R podcast Instagram. It's just at Rated R podcast. Send them in. I want to get back into my interviewing era. I really want to work on that. So let me know. Make them interesting and different, okay? There's so many podcasts out there where you can see people talk to your favorite influencers and stuff. I really want to stick to my educational roots, get some really interesting and insightful people. That's not to say like influencers aren't interesting, but you know what I'm trying to say, like the experts. Back to those roots. I really want some great guests. So if you have anyone in mind that you think would be good, sort of maybe more down the like psychological, sexual wellness side of things, let me know. Or just some people that have like got a story to tell, that type of thing. let me know. I would love to know who you guys would like to see on here. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a little think to yourself what you think might happen this year. Any predictions for yourself? Maybe write down a list of things that you're going to leave behind, because sometimes writing things into existence really helps, make that happen. But yeah, first Monday of the year. Technically, this is the official start of the new year, okay? So thank you so much for listening, if you have been listening. I've loved spending this first day with you. What a great start to the new year. Let's make this the best year ever. Well, let's try and do our best to do so. So it's the only thing we can do, right? But I'm excited for this year and what's to come. I've just got a good feeling and I'm manifesting it now. But love you guys. And I'll see you next Monday. Goodbye. I'm going to time to get ready now and get absolutely pissed. Well, actually, no. Rachel, calm down. I'm also doing Dry January, by the way. Sorry, this was meant to be the end of the podcast and suddenly I've just thought of all of the things that I needed to say. I'm going to try and do Dry Jan. So this is my send out into the new year. But I don't want to start the new year unproductively, because I really do want it to be the best year. And I don't want to start off on the wrong foot. But that's what the Sunday was for. So if you're listening to this, technically what yesterday was for, to get prepared for today. But anyway, I'm about to get ready now. Love yous all. And I will end this podcast now. And I'll see you next Monday. Bye, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.